It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Republican National Convention continues today in Milwaukee with thousands of people expected to fill Pfizer Forum for more speeches and festivities.
Not everyone at the RNC is a politician or a delegate. There are also vendors, volunteers, and performers.
Producer Mackenzie Crummy is at the convention and caught up with violinist Ashley Rowalinski. She's played events like the 100-day celebration, the Pfister Hotel's welcoming reception, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors at Milwaukee's City Hall.
I'm Ashley Rowalinski. I'm a professional violinist. I've lived in Wisconsin all of my life. I grew up playing in the Milwaukee Youth Symphony, and from a very young age I knew I wanted to pursue music and play violin and just do that for the rest of my life. It's really been a journey, and there's just been a lot of work into it. It's almost been like you have these politicians campaigning for people's votes, and it was almost like you're campaigning for their business in a way. It's not about politics. It's really about embracing the opportunity that's here. It's putting Milwaukee on a national level. So we are at Milwaukee City Hall. There will be a reception for the U.S. Conference of Mayors this evening.
Okay, great. So wherever, just plugging into that outlet, then you're imagining speaker like here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So I really kind of dug a lot into music history, particularly popular music within politics. I wanted to kind of nail down the music that these people wanted to hear. So I went and I dug around at that time with all of the different candidates in the Republican debate. I kind of looked, okay, what was their walkout song? What music are they playing at their rallies? And I had different set lists. So if you wanted the music for all the Republican candidates, you could choose from that set list. I had one that I famously called the Ultimate Campaign Rally. They knew after like two songs that it was Donald Trump. And I will say, looking into the music that he's playing at his rallies and just his events as a whole has been very interesting. Like, I like to think that I have eclectic taste as a classically trained musician, always exploring other genres. His tastes go from Les Mis to Don't Stop Believin', back to like Phantom of the Opera, little Andrea Bocelli, classic rock. Like, he's got it all, but.
So this is a 3D Varius. It's a custom-made electric violin. It came from France. It has five strings. A traditional violin has four. And instead of the tuning pegs being up at the top, it's more down at the bottom. And that kind of helps just feel like a lot lighter instrument and is easier to move around with.
So. Yeah, I heard it and I was like, who's that? Is that the radio? And I saw you playing on the monitor. Like, yeah, that's her playing out there. That's pretty cool.
I mean, the RNC is just the beginning. There's going to be so many more big things to come for the city, and I hope that they're going to continue to utilize live musicians.
That's Ashley Rowalinski, professional violinist out of the Milwaukee area. She's performing at events related to the Republican convention this week.